Welcome to Falcon Cast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Moore, hey, I'm back. It's been too long.
Welcome back, yeah, sir.
Thank you very
much. Can we divulge the reason why you weren't here?
Because yeah,
I don't think we...
I procreated, Jay.
Yes, he multiplied.
And now I have I had a second daughter, so thank you for bringing that up. That's cool. And happy, healthy. And now I have a wife and two daughters, so I am completely outnumbered. A lot of estrogen in my house, Jay.
We knew it was going
to
happen.
Yeah, Jay Adams next to me. And then I noticed DJ Shockley is not here. He's probably at another golf tournament, I think, was the reason. He's on the old celebrity golf tour these days. But we've got Andrew Hirsch, who we welcome to our family. And Jay, you brought Andrew in to be our new writer, and I've been very impressed. I've loved your work, Andrew. We're happy to have you here. Why don't you tell fans kind of where you came from and what you'll be doing for us this year?
Sure. Well, I was born in Marietta. I went to school up at Elon University, North Carolina, where Wes Durham went.
And Fighting Phoenix, right?
They were the Fighting Christians. They're now the Phoenix.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
there you
a little go. More PC, I guess. But, I guess
so. I'll have to get Wes to comment on that one.
Yeah, and I was writing over at thefalcoholic.com
I will
for
get
a while.
Wes to comment on that. Yeah, absolutely, you were, and I'm glad that we stole Andrew from the Falcoholic, Jay. Way to go.
Sorry, not sorry, Dave.
No, but Andrew's done a really good job, and if you don't follow him on Twitter, you need to. I just did this week, and I've really enjoyed. It's a pretty cool perspective that he's bringing you, because he will be the guy that's going to be around the team more than anyone this year. He really will. So he's going to give you kind of, you know, he will know the vibe of the team, what coach's perspective will be each week.
He'll know what jerseys we're wearing on Sundays.
Yep.
Please don't ask me that question.
No, I'm not going to bring it up. I'm not going to bring up the thing we've been debating on this show for 3 weeks.
All right. Yeah,
I'm not going to do it because I've got somebody on my side in young Andrew. But we're done with that conversation. We'll move on.
That's
if you don't know what we're talking about, go back a couple episodes.
But speaking of being around the team, you know, we had the first OTA this week, and you guys were both out there. I was out there for a little bit. It was nice to see. Man, it was, you know, I said this before, but it is really a nice, fresh feel out there. I think the word fresh really is, it's just rejuvenated would be another word I use. Everyone's, you know, there's a lot of hop, an extra hop in the step, I would say. Would you guys agree?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it was funny because I was spending part of the day showing Andrew around. It was his first time, you know, kind of taking in practice from a media perspective. And I was finding myself having to shout at him because of how loud music was during practice, and we're not used to that. You know, it was kind of before, it was like a library atmosphere.
Whoever made the playlist, and yeah, and you'll notice that we'll talk about minicamp and a few, which is going to be open to the public. You know, and there are huge Bose speakers. Like, I mean, these things are loud and proud, man. I mean, they're the things your mom warned you about. You'd lose your hearing when you were growing up. But whoever made the playlist, man, that was a heck of a playlist the other day.
Playlist.
A little.
Who do we have? We had some.
Cypress Hill.
Michael Jackson.
Disturbed. Wasn't Disturbed on there? I think
so. Maybe some Crisscross.
Crisscross on there. That was a great playlist.
And I think, you know, we've had a couple of requests for this, but I think we are going to get a hold of, like, the practice playlist and put them on Spotify, and so that fans can enjoy all the musical goodness of Atlanta Falcons practices. But. The atmosphere, the tempo, all those different things. I mean, it's amazing the difference and the energy. I think we're finding that practices too are ending earlier because they're so high paced and so fast that they're getting through everything that they need to get through before the time is up. And so I think everything that we're seeing, everything that we're hearing, it's all really tying together well, and the guys are buying in. But I'm interested in your perspective because you're coming from you know being a fan watching on the Hill, and now suddenly you're in a media situation and you're watching this energetic practice that nobody else really gets to see.
Yeah, I don't have the same perspective as you guys. I wasn't covering the team from up close before, but the players seem to really notice the difference, and they all seem to really like it. And I was talking to Devontae on Tuesday. He mentioned that it kind of reminded him a bit of what the practices were like at Florida State. He kind of equated it to this championship mentality of being fast and physical, like Coach likes to say. And I was speaking to some of the UDFAs over at that dinner the rookie club dinner.
Rookie club dinner,
and they loved it. They loved the high pace. They like, I mean, they're football players. They want to be out there, and they want to run around. They don't want to be sitting waiting for instructions. They want to get out there, get their work in, and get out.
Yeah.
At Florida State practice, they also have, you know, people like bringing bags of cash to them in between.
Right?
No?
Huh?
Austin, the guy on the couch, told me to say that. He's the big Gator fan over there. So, and Devontae will kill me for saying
yes,
that.
Yes, he will.
I'm just kidding.
He absolutely will. They hate hi, Bosek. Why don't we go to your camera there?
He referenced Austin. So.
Oh, okay. So we got you. Oh, okay. Nice. I like it. Hey, anytime we can get you on the podcast more, that, I'm all for it.
You know, one thing, I like you said, there's not a big, you know, in between drills, in between, you know, the team, in between one-on-one drills, there's not a lot of walking around.
There's
none. It is on to the next. And I think, you know, there's a reason for that. And Quinn addressed that this week is, you know, when it gets to, you know, game time, you're used to everything being so fast that when it may actually slow down a little bit for him during the game.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Coach Quinn had a great quote about how, why does he do the music? Why does he do this fast-paced type of practice? And it's because he doesn't want a clean environment for practice, because there's no clean environment in games. So you want to practice the way you play, so it's loud, it's high energy, there's a lot going on, there's a lot of people telling you what to do. And I think to your point, it's because when you get to game time, things are just really going to slow down.
And that was something Charles Godfrey talked about as well, how even just in those first few practices, just the high pace of it, things were starting to slow down a bit. And that's something that definitely translates to the game for them if that's how they feel already. So definitely.
Let's talk a little bit about position battles. I think I've seen a lot on Twitter fans are interested in, and there's some interesting names. You know, one thing I noticed was Ricardo Allen is now playing safety.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Dez Southward moved to cornerback. And you start thinking of that, wow, that cornerback position gets pretty crowded. And then you look at the offensive line and then the defensive line. That defensive line is pretty crowded out there. I mean, not every guy can make that team on that. There's a lot of guys that have been on the roster, and there's not enough spots.
It's really a good thing when you see that, because, you know, you talk about depth. Everybody talks about depth all the time. And when we've seen this team have injury issues like they've had in the past, and hopefully that kind of gets broken this year and we don't have that same trend this year. But when you do have those injuries, you know, everybody wants to talk about depth and the next guy to step up and all that. And you've got some very, very difficult decisions. This is a crowded 90-man roster right now that, you know, it could change a little bit before we head into camp. Who knows? But, you know, it's going to be 90 people going into camp. And there are some really, really tight positions, and you're going to have to make some really difficult decisions on some guys when it comes time to cut the roster down. But it's I maintain that it's a good problem to have, because you're going to have a really good talent and you're going to have a really good team when the dust finally settles on the 53-man.
Right, and you're seeing the competitiveness already. I mean, Tevin Coleman at running back, the second he gets drafted, he comes in and says he's going to be the starter. Devontae Freeman says, not so fast. I didn't come to the NFL to be second to anyone. And that's fantastic. And you look at kind of that position in cornerback as well, where that competition is there. The way the NFL is moving, we're not really in that league where you need that featured back anymore.
Right.
And how about guys like, you know, guys that were used to starting before they got injured? A guy like Peter Konch, Joe Hawley, Sam Baker. Well, then you got guys like James Stone, who's I started at center last year.
Right.
Why are you going to take that job from me? You know, and then Sam Baker's like, well, I should be playing tackle. I started there.
Right.
Maybe not so fast. It should get very interesting at a lot of positions.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys are in that position where, you know, you may have had a guaranteed starting spot in years past, and now you're out there fighting, and that's – Coach Quinn preaches competition, and it's not just words. Like, everything is competitive around here, and I think some of those position battles are going to really shake out interestingly, you know, with running back, with offensive line, safety. You talked to Godfrey a little bit this week. You mentioned Ricardo Allen sliding over there. I mean, that is a spot everybody wants to know about. So what did Charles Godfrey tell you?
Well, he mentioned that, you know, there's definitely that competitive atmosphere and that, you know, coach has given him a lot of attention. And, you know, where this team's been the last few years, that competitiveness is necessary to take the next step. I mean, you absolutely need that. And the players just seem to be completely embracing that mentality, from the guys I've spoken to, at least.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened this week was Matt Ryan spoke to the media. And it was his first time being out there, you know, with Shanahan being able to be his OC. What did you guys take from, you know, kind of what he said as far as, you know, it's a whole new playbook that Matt Ryan's going to have to go through and get on the same page with Shanahan.
Yeah, and I think, you know, well, it's actually the second time because there was that other mini camp, the veteran mini camp that they had. So they've had a little bit of a chance to work together on the field. But it's the first time you really get around the other rookie.
Right, those kinds
of things. And I think Justin Hardy, who's your fourth-round wide receiver, is out at the rookie premiere. I can't recall if he was here on Tuesday for OTAs. Anyways, if he wasn't, you know, that's one day where you're not building a rapport with a rookie wide receiver. But, you know, I think the two have said that they've developed a really good relationship so far, and so I think that it's very collaborative. That's the way they've described it, and it seems like, you know, everything's moving in the right direction there. Is there even anything in that Jim Spirit Wear cup?
Keep going. Talk about your.
I wanted to talk about Jim Spirit Wear.
I did that just to get a laugh out of.
What's up, Big Jim?
Bosek on there to see if he'd notice what I was drinking out of
Big
a
Jim
coffee
is
cup with nothing in it.
Bosek's father, the unofficial sponsor of the podcast.
All right, let's go into minicamp. It's built by the Home Depot. It's open to the public. And, Jay, I know you've been telling me for a while that Dan Quinn wants a lot of people. He wants it to be packed.
Yeah,
he?
Don't go about this mini camp like it's a mini camp of the past. This is going to really give you an idea of what training camp is going to be like under Dan Quinn. It's going to give you a great idea of what practices just in general are like under Dan Quinn. Now, it's June 16th, 17th, and 18th up here at Flowery Branch.
School is out. What
school's
are you doing,
out.
Man?
Come on.
Mini camp. You got nothing to do
come
on a Tuesday
out.
When school's out.
Right. We'll
all
be there.
We'll come pick you up. We'll bring the minivan around. You let us know where we need to pick you
up.
That's
right. Andrew's on summer break from his junior year of high school.
Bosek's going to ninth grade next year.
Yeah. into ninth grade. So come on out. It's June 16th, 17th, 18th. It's all in the afternoon, except for Thursday is a morning practice. Wednesday, for you kids, is going to be Kids Day. So there's going to be so many.
Andrew and Brian, first, I think a lot of the first few kids get a backpack.
Yeah.
Okay. So be ready for that.
I'll be out there.
Be there early.
Sunrise.
There's going to be Freddie Falcon's going to be here, cheerleaders, like all
DJ,
kinds of stuff.
It'll be fun.
All kinds of stuff for kids, but really the atmosphere is going to be very much like a training camp. Coach Quinn wants excited fans out on the hill making noise and cheering the team on during practice. So make sure you come out. You got plenty of time. Ask, you know, if you need a slip for your boss, say, like, please excuse John Doe from work today. Matt will actually Bosek will sign some of those
for
you.
I'm telling you, we're going to bring the Falcon minivan around and grab everybody.
We are. So mark your calendars. There's plenty of information on AtlantaFalcons.com. Get out here for a mini camp.
Definitely. I think Dan Quinn would really appreciate that, and it'll I think it, like we've been talking, you will be very impressed and intrigued by what you see. That Dan Quinn is running right now.
Yeah, especially
be
if you've been
watch.
Here before. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll have some good perspective on how things
and
have changed.
You can hear the playlist that day that we've been talking about.
We'll have the playlist.
All right, break with Bosek, our guy Brian Bosek.
Hi, Bosek.
Who I did make laugh when I drank out of the Big Jim Spirit Water coffee.
Trying
line.
To contain myself.
What do you got, Brian? Break with Bosek.
All right, this one I was pretty proud of, this question I came up with.
Oh, you should be.
If you were creating a football team from scratch, and you were allowed to have one superhero on your team, who would it be?
I think that's an easy question. Superman, right? He's the most powerful superhero, correct? I mean, unless they have kryptonite on the other team, which you didn't specify they did.
Right. It's a tough question for me because I'm not into like superheroes and comic books. I know only like a couple, but I think there's like this perpetual argument, and if there are fans out there that are a little bit more attuned
don't
to this.
Don't even bring up Superman Batman. Right?
That's what I'm thinking. Is like there's a Superman
no
Batman.
It is an awesome
I don't know.
Book.
I don't have a side on this one, okay?
Well, Superman's a superhero. Batman's just a really cool guy
with
lots of gadgets. And
there
is
an
nice
awesome
suit.
Comic book series of Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
And the way Batman shoots this like arrow of kryptonite, it's cool. It's cool.
I am more on the Batman. Not in this argument. I prefer Batman, but I this argument is definitely an interesting one. Anyways, I would start my team with Batman because of the gadgets.
I would build from the lines out and go with the Hulk.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the Hulk.
Hulk.
What about the Flash? You know, remember I brought up, could Usain Bolt play in the NFL? Well, the Flash could play in the NFL. You know, that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, man.
Run a sweep left with the Flash.
You know who wouldn't be good in the NFL? Is Aquaman.
No.
He's got absolutely no skills to bring you on the football
field.
What
about Ant-Man, the new one coming out? He wouldn't be very good.
He wouldn't be very good.
No, I could see him, though.
What about Iron Man? Would Iron Man be any good?
Iron Man can fly, so that'd be good. Iron Man would be good.
Yeah. Be good. I've run the gamut of my knowledge.
Captain America, man. What? Captain America kind of be like your Batman type. Okay. He would get crushed.
He'd be the quarterback, I think. Captain America.
Captain America. The All-American boy, kind of Captain America quarterback. Yeah. Seems like a good spot for him.
Be good. That's a good question, Buzz. Like, what else you got for us?
And then back to reality now. Well, NHL, they're in both in the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals, Game 7. First one's tonight. And I'm just curious. I know you guys might not be huge hockey fans, but I want to know who you guys think's in the Stanley Cup.
Mr. Hirsch here, I'll have you know, is the now resident hockey expert. So I'm going to toss – Andrew's going to answer for me today. So you're answering for both of us. So.
Okay, well, in the Eastern Conference, I got to go with New York just because – Lundqvist is so good in Game 7s. And
Lundqvist.
I think out west, probably Chicago, just because I really, really dislike Anaheim. So go with the Blackhawks.
That's Bosek's team. Say a player.
Hey,
who plays?
I got into hockey in 94 because of the Rangers. When they had that Game 7 with the Canucks. But then the Thrashers came. I became a big Thrashers fan. The Thrashers left. But we also did have an intern from Toronto who I kind of adopted the Maple Leafs. But I do like the Rangers still, so I'm going to go with the Rangers, Bosek. They're going to win it all.
So who are we going with?
The West, I'm going to go with the Blackhawks for you, Bosek.
Okay, so
East, he's going to go with New York. Rangers.
New York versus Chicago.
Yeah.
Both.
Because of who? Make us sound smart.
Marian Hossa.
Yeah, him.
Former Thrasher.
Former Thrasher, yeah.
Him. Yeah. Like see, now I'm a born Sabres fan, which explains my lack of hockey knowledge right now because I'm trying to avoid that whole situation. So I'm still trying to get over the no goal in the Stanley Cup. It was not a goal. I'm sorry. All it's right. not. Go ahead.
All right. Video of the week, which normally is listed here. And,
not listed.
Not listed. So I have a feeling. I do know there's a video that I'm involved in. I'm thinking that could be the video.
There we are.
So listen, this is the old.
There we go. So you.
I played goalkeeper in the MLS Atlanta ATL Champions League. Oh man,
what was that? That okay? Can we rewind that? What kind of effort is it? Whoa!
All right. So what I was trying to do here.
Please explain this.
Hold on. Look at this save though. Oh yeah. Can I tell you on that one? That's an unfair
move.
PK, though.
You didn't even move.
Could I have saved it if I did?
Well, I mean, I would have liked to have seen a better effort there.
Do you have the girl that just upper 90'd it? Did she make the appearance?
Oh, no.
You know you can use your hands in there, man.
Oh, you
even
it.
I know. Oh, yeah, there we go. All right.
That led to a goal.
Oh, wow.
I think this violates Coach Quinn's rules.
You were complaining. Right? I see the arms up. What's going on here?
I'm asking where my team is.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have been like looking for... Okay. There we go. We're pumped up there.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Get out of my face, right?
Nice.
Oh like
wow. Okay. Well, that probably would have been wide, but I like that. It's a better effort than your PK. All right. Let's go back to this first goal here. What were we trying to do here?
All right, so listen, here's what was happening. I was like, I can kick this out, and you know, and it skipped right over my foot. It was just a bad moment.
Big old whiff on that.
Hey, I will say that one that I kicked, like, the other side, Mr. Blank, you can see right there, is to the – he's on the right side with the visor. And he –
To
just
the
hear,
far right.
I hear someone go, Matt! And he just goes, yeah! I was like, he was so excited. Mr. Blank was like our biggest fan out there. It was awesome.
That's great.
That was not good. That could make the not top 10 right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know we
yeah, that one right there. That was my.
We favorite. Have a good laugh here over this stuff, but you guys did some. You guys raised some good money out there, huh?
Yeah, you know, it was a cool cause, and it raised over $86,000 for Soccer in the Streets. So, and it was fun, you know. We did go three. We won three games, our first three games, and then as Darren Eels, our president, said, then we played Man U, and of course they got a penalty, you know, right away. A dodgy call.
Dodgy, by the refs, very dodgy. Right
there. But that was good. Thanks, guys. I knew as soon as I looked down, there was nothing listed on the script. I'm like, oh, let me guess. Matt, the goalkeeper, is the video.
You put together a respectable effort, though. I will say.
Hey, you know, you got to. It's better than me running out there with those guys. That would have been gas. I would have died.
Problem, especially with your rickety knees.
But we'll be back next week, and I think DJ Shark will be back, and we've got.
If we can
something
get him off
him.
The golf course.
We got something for him because there's a kickball game this week that we'll tease that DJ Shockley was the ref, and
we've got.
You know, we're like, oh, good news! DJ's our guy. He's on the Falcon Cast each week, does all our stuff for us. You know, bring him in, pay him, and he really. Really didn't. He didn't do well for
the
us,
old,
did he?
The old. We've heard of the Montreal screw job. This is the this is the Flower Branch screw job. DJ Shockley just twisting the screws
so
on the old
ball bearings.
We will get
to DJ next week. But Andrew, it was great having you with us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was great
to
be here.
We'll probably bring you in. Maybe we'll have you sit with Bosek from, over there, and we might throw it y'all's way from time to time. So thanks, and we look forward to all your stuff. It's going to be great. Fans, definitely follow Andrew. And this is going to be around the team more than any of us. So, for Andrew, for Jay, for Bosek, for Guy on the Couch, we'll see you next week.
Do this thing. Do the proper light that up there. Try to hit the camera.
Oh. Oh.